of Brother Davidson, Apostle and Prophet, Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, returning for another 50 minutes on live on Roku and live stream. Before we get into talking about the prophets, I have something I want to say. There are questions about the statements that about the deemed admissions that court ordered Small to answer. I just want to say briefly, Small sued Water of Life Ministries and me, and during discovery, there was about 40 to 45 questions asked of him, and they refused to answer all but four or five or six or so. So I had to sue, and did, and the court ordered Small to answer the questions. Going on about prophets, of which I am one, a man and an apostle, called of God, not by me, didn't apply. Why didn't he? I didn't pray and say, oh Lord, I want to be a prophet. Oh my God. You know, I've heard you preachers talk about how you prayed and fasted for a healing ministry. Is that you, KD?
Yes.
Yeah. Man, I wouldn't ask God for a baseball. He is the one that authors the blessings. You believe the gospel and walk in it, and all these blessings come upon you and overtake you. And you don't even know what they're going to be most of the time. When they come, you say, and this is a blessing. Well, sometimes God will send a person in your life. I had one in Argyle. God, he was a blessing, and God sent him to me. And he thought he was tough. And frequently he'd tell me how many people he'd took a baseball bat to get them to vote. Can you believe that? And I heard that for about two or three years. And he'd come to my house and tell me about it. And one night I stood up and I said, I'm going to tell you something. I don't think you've ever whipped anybody in your life. And if you're so tough, just come on right now. You say, was that God? I don't know. He said, Doyle, you don't know what you're asking for. I said, come on. Come on or shut up. He chose the latter. I don't know what he was, but I got tired of his lies, you know? I mean, if you beat him up, good. Why'd you use a baseball bat? Anyway, I better be nice, huh? Last hour we talked from Jeremiah 23, and I want to begin with the 18th verse. And go forward.
Verse 18.
Yes.
For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. 21. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran.
Right. That was to Israel. Right?
Right.
And he starts out in verse 18, who has stood what? In his counsel?
In the counsel of the Lord.
Counsel of the Lord. Well, I want to tell America something. Well, the most that call themselves prophets, God didn't send you. God did not send you. He did not send you. And you did not stand in the counsel of the Lord. Kathy, read that 18th verse again.
For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it?
One.
Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury. Even a grievous whirlwind, it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. 20. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. 21.
That took place in Israel. Today, that's taking place in America. Because God didn't send you people. And you didn't stand in his counsel and hear his word. And he's angry at America. 21.
I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied.
Right. 22. He didn't send you to America. He didn't send you. No. And he did not speak to you. Yet you ran. Oh, I'm going to prove to you right here out of the Word of God that he didn't send you. That's how I know. Also know it by the Spirit. I also perceive or discern that he didn't send you. I also know that if he would have sent you, you'd have preached the Word as it is written. Well, it's written on a fifth grade level. Now, are we ready for the next verse?
22.
Now listen to this one.
But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. 23.
Just a minute. Did you know Jeremiah? His heart was broken because of the prophets, because of the word of the Lord that he had to speak. Caused him, the word didn't hurt him. The affliction and persecution that came against him for speaking the truth. Likewise came against me, down on me, for telling the truth. And you could read earlier verses or listen to the broadcast that we did earlier today. There'll be a video up. It's got this in it. Later today. But Jeremiah suffered great affliction and persecution because of the prophets of Israel. And I also have suffered great affliction and persecution because of the prophets of America. And If you people would have been prophets in America and stood in the counsel of the Lord and heard His word, as you say, would have caused?
They would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings.
But they'd have caused.
They'd have caused my people to hear my words.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cause the people of America to hear the word, God's word, and turn America from its wicked ways, its evil ways. But you would not do that. You would not do that. And you came down on me and caused me great problems, affliction, and persecution. And guess what? In March 1979, God told me, He was sending me to America, and you would not hear me. You would not hear the truth. You would not hear the Word of God. You're described in 2 Timothy 4. Heap up teachers after your own lust, having itching ears. That's what you did. You raised them up. I'm talking about you people that liked their lives. Now, you're reaping what you sowed. So are they. I have a nephew who's a physician, University of Pittsburgh, neurologist. He also has a private practice. He said to me once, "But you believe you reap what you sow?" I said, "Yes, I do. But I tell you what, you do not have to let it go to seed. You can plow it up early."
Amen.
Right?
Thank God.
Amen. Well, yeah. Plow it up early. He almost fell over. Where did Uncle get this wisdom? From God, that's where. Thank you, Jesus.